I'm Lisa Mullins, and here at The World, we like to mix things up. We especially like it when artists mix it up. Well, that's what got us interested in the celebrated Canadian classical pianist Marc-André Hamelin. His new album is called Marc-André Hamelin in a State of Jazz. Hamelin's assembled pieces by musicians who've jazzed up 20th century classical piano music. One is a set of arrangements based on songs by the late Charles Trenet, a French music hall and recording star through much of the last century.
Ménilmontant, mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur.
Now, the Bulgarian-born pianist Alexis Weisenberg got a hold of this and other songs by Charles Trenet, and he put his own spin on them. Marc-André Hamelin got hold of Weisenberg's recordings. He says Weisenberg loved popular song, but he kept his passion for it a secret.
This kind of thing is really welcomed by record companies, but back then, these Trenet arrangements that he did were recorded under a pseudonym.
It was so verboten that he couldn't really say, yes, it's me playing these things because I'm a classical composer.
Yes, I think that was the case. So the original 45 on which these arrangements appeared was called Mr. Nobody Plays Trenet.
And this was all because, what, he would lose his record contract, his contract with the classical?
I think he was maybe more afraid of the reaction of the public.
Mm-hmm. How things have changed.
Yes.
So it got into your hands how? This 45.
Well, a friend of mine actually introduced me to it by sending me a CDR dubbing of it. And I listened to this and became absolutely enchanted. And sometime later, I decided to obtain the original 45 and very surprisingly obtained it through eBay France at no effort at all. I bid and I got it immediately for 14 euros.
Okay, so you came across the music, you were really interested in it, but there was a major problem.
Yes. Weisenberg had never written down these arrangements.
So he heard the Trenet and improvised?
Yes. He basically said to me, because I did meet him, that a large part of this was improvised or sort of worked out at the piano over a period of time.
So that presented a big problem for you.
Yes. His thinking, his harmonic thinking and his textural thinking are both very complex. They're complex enough that it would render a notation of these songs just by listening to the record at a normal speed very difficult. So I happily was able to benefit from present-day technology. I got hold of a computer program called the Amazing Slowdowner, which can slow down the music
amazingly
up to a quarter of the tempo, let's say, without changing the pitch.
I see. So if you were slowing down, for instance, voice on any typical slowdown recorder even, your voice would go lower along with it.
That's
it would
right.
Change the pitch.
But not on this computer program.
Not on this program.
It's a tremendous help. But I happen to have perfect pitch, so this makes things a lot easier because I already know that if I hear a C-sharp, I know it's a C-sharp. I don't have to check on the piano. So that speeds up the work. But also, you cannot do this kind of thing if you don't write music yourself and if you're not a pianist. If there's some doubt as to what the notes are, it helps to be able to sort of guess how the pianist did it. For example, in the first song, Coin de Rue, the beginning is very, very slow, and then the middle section picks up the tempo dramatically. This is sort of how it goes. And now, this is how far I could go in slowing it down so I could hear it properly.
So this is one quarter of the length of time of the original.
Yes, but you could do it in any increments. You could listen to it a half speed, three-quarter speed, or anything in between.
I wanted to ask you one other thing about Trenet's voicing of these pieces, because there are lyrics, there are words to them. And when you play, for instance, that first song, Quant à Vous, there are such nice dynamics to it. I was wondering if you hear the lyrics in your head, even though they're not in this recording, if what you're kind of channeling in your head as you go from one piece to another.
Well, very often in these kinds of things, of course, it's helpful to know the actual lyrics. But if you just know, if you're just really aware of the exact mood that is projected, then nothing else is really necessary. I mean, in this case, Trenet talks about a particular street corner in his childhood where he and his friends used to play, and it's a very nostalgic kind of thing. Incidentally, Weissenberg introduces a very interesting element. He gives us a rhythm of a barrel organ. So this makes it sound particularly nostalgic, I think. It's beautiful.
A lot of pedal work there.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
Very much. It has to, it's really needed here for the connective tissue.
Monsieur, monsieur, vous oubliez votre cheval. Ne laissez pas ici cet animal, il y serait vraiment trop mal. Monsieur, monsieur, pour un pur sang dans un vestiaire. C'est triste de passer la nuit entière sans même coucher sur une litière.
As we close out here, I want to turn to one particular song that's so enchantingly sung by Trenet, who also wrote it, and you know the one that I'm talking about.
Oh yes, it's Vous oubliez votre cheval,
which means
you're forgetting your horse.
Yeah, so this is about a jockey who left his horse at the Kochek.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Very novelty song.
That's music from Marc-André Hamelin's In a State of Jazz. Congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you so much. It's one that really means quite a big deal to me.